Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, political analyst Alex Castellanos with us with a look at politics from Washington. But Alex, before we get into national politics, we got to get into what's happening here in New York State with Governor Andrew Cuomo, certainly making national headlines after being kind of held up on that pedestal a year ago. Even the Biden administration, who called him the gold standard, now taking a step back, saying he needs to be thoroughly investigated. Is it amazing to you how the conversation around Governor Cuomo has changed in just a month's time?
Well, it shows how quickly things can change in the modern world of politics. Problems you thought were a world away can be on your doorstep in a nanosecond, but it also says that Andrew Cuomo is not as needed as he was when Donald Trump was president. He was the yin to Trump's yang. He was the successful COVID hero who wrote a book and won an Emmy. But Trump's gone now. Why do you need Andrew Cuomo? And all of a sudden, you know, he's the guy that, like Bill O'Reilly, whom Roger Ailes once described as the most successful man I've ever met that no one likes. No one in New York really likes the arrogant governor of that state. And now that he is not needed politically for the Democrats, a lot of Democrats are happy to dispense with it.
Where do you think this is going here in New York? Do you think Cuomo will survive this?
I think it's going to be tough for him to survive it because the reason they needed him has disappeared. And now all you see are the warts. And it's not one woman, it's three. And the Democrats, you know, Me Too movement has now been politicized to the degree that it's going after, it's a useful political tool for politicians to get rid of adversaries. So it's not a great thing to see, but it's happening.
It's interesting, though, you know, when you kind of take into consideration everything else, you know, currently he has more power right now than, you know, really any governor of New York in our lifetime. And, you know, the question becomes, okay, if the governor is to resign, then the lieutenant governor would become the governor. And then all of a sudden it's the lieutenant governor, who we know very well here in Western New York. She's from this area, but statewide, she is relatively unknown. She stayed in, you know, the background. She's not even mentioned in the governor's book. And all of a sudden, she's going to wield all this power, these emergency COVID powers. Things like that make this conversation more complicated, don't they?
They do. And it may be that Hochul is benefits from not being that well known. She isn't hasn't been a target. She is a bit of a blank slate in the state. And that may make her a tenable alternative, somebody that a lot of different interests, say, in the Democratic Party can come together and coalesce around. You know, Cuomo's problem is going to be legal action. In politics today, you're never really defeated until you quit. Shamelessness can get you through about anything. But when there start to be legal actions and legal consequences for an incumbent, then they have to say, ooh, it may be time for me to step aside, cut a deal, and get my make my legal problems go away in exchange for stepping down. That's where Andrew Cuomo is headed.
Let's talk about the Republican Party now, a couple days removed from CPAC. Where do things stand with Trump and the party, and where do you see this going?
I think, my favorite part of CPAC was when the 11 Republican heretics who voted to impeach Donald Trump were thrown into the pit of flames for not bowing to the golden statue of Donald Trump. But something different happened at CPAC. You know, those conservative Republicans loved Donald Trump, cheered Donald Trump, gave him a 90% approval rating. But when it came time to say if they wanted him to run in 2024, just a little over half said, yeah, he's still our guy. And we saw a different Donald Trump. We saw a sadder, deflated Donald Trump, not the energetic, ever ready battery, tweets at the moon at night, speak at 60 rallies Donald Trump. We saw a deflated man. I think you saw the beginning of the split between Trump and Trumpism. You saw Republicans saying, look, we love what Donald Trump did. We hate that Biden is reversing it. We want to go back to what worked with Donald Trump. We just don't think we can win again. And he's not the man if we go with him.
What did we learn from the weekend about the party going forward? You know, if it's not Donald Trump going forward in 2024, do we have maybe a clearer idea of what type of candidate the insiders in the party are looking for?
We saw some interesting choices step up and bloom. You know, once you get out of the shadow of Donald Trump's big tree, new plants can grow. And we saw some new shoots spring up there. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, a smart, sharp conservative who's done a good job in her state with COVID, I think was one of the stars. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who kept Florida open and did a better job fighting COVID than Andrew Cuomo in New York, who did the opposite. So you saw Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri. Rick Scott, a senator from Florida, surprised people with a powerful speech. Even Mike Pompeo, Trump's secretary of state, looked very presidential. So you saw some new names and faces coming out of CPAC that are going to occupy us for the next 4 years.
Yeah, are they maybe names and faces that have been just kind of hidden because of Trump's shadow?
I think that's exactly right. Nothing new grows under that shade of that big tree. We saw this with Barack Obama. You know, he kind of suppressed the growth of new Democratic leaders, and now we're seeing that different generation, that younger generation, the Ocasio-Cortezes and others, blossom in the Democratic Party. Same thing has happened with Republicans.
Alex, thank you for the time this morning. As always, it's Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst, joining us live, of course, talking a lot about Governor Andrew Cuomo.